Welcome to the My AZ Lawyers Law Firm podcast. We provide information about what you can expect from the entire bankruptcy process and how to use bankruptcy protection to achieve your financial goals. Our law firm has experience successfully representing Arizona clients throughout the entire bankruptcy process, and we are able to assist you in getting a fresh financial start. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Candace Callen.
In this episode, we'll talk about a specific type of bankruptcy in Arizona, Chapter 13. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is a legal means of obtaining debt relief while restructuring debt into manageable payments. This allows individuals in Arizona to keep their property rather than liquidating their current assets. A Chapter 13 bankruptcy is a reorganization of your debts. They will be spread out in a payment plan that lasts 3 to 5 years. If you have any arrearages on your mortgage or other loans, a Chapter 13 gives you the chance to catch up gradually. The greatest advantage of Chapter 13 bankruptcy over Chapter 7 is that generally you will be allowed to keep your home, vehicle, and other personal possessions. Chapter 13 bankruptcy can allow you the opportunity to halt foreclosure proceedings on your home. Once Chapter 13 bankruptcy is filed, foreclosure proceedings are stayed. However, you should continue to pay your mortgage payments on time during the Chapter 13 proceedings. Additionally, once Chapter 13 bankruptcy has been filed, creditors will no longer be allowed to contact you directly or to begin or continue other debt collection attempts. Another benefit of Chapter 13 is that it may protect co-signers from being considered liable for your debt. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is intended for individuals who have reasonable prospects of future income that will allow them to pay their debts after they have been renegotiated. It is similar to a loan consolidation in that you can reorganize and prolong debt repayment, possibly lowering the payments. Since there is very little debt forgiveness involved in Chapter 13 bankruptcy, creditors are generally agreeable with the change in terms. How does a Chapter 13 bankruptcy work? The bankruptcy laws involved in Chapter 13 are complicated, and many have undergone key changes of late. Furthermore, although bankruptcy is under the jurisdiction of the federal courts, the bankruptcy laws of each state also play a substantial role in Chapter 13 bankruptcy proceedings, thus making it extremely important to consult a well-informed bankruptcy attorney in Arizona who will guide you in choosing the most successful approach to your financial issues. Choosing a bankruptcy attorney from My AZ Lawyers can make the entire process quicker, easier, and more likely to achieve the best possible outcome. After our lawyers have determined by way of the means test which bankruptcy chapter is right for you, we will sit down and give you all the information you need to be prepared for the Chapter 13 bankruptcy proceeding. Chapter 13 is also known as the reorganization bankruptcy because instead of selling off most of your assets in order to satisfy creditors, you may be able to keep most of those and pay off your creditors with a payment plan that uses your income and generally runs for 3 or 5 years. Your payment plan will be determined using your income, reasonable expenses for your family size, and the amount of debt. Any outstanding balance on your vehicles, a fee for the trustee, your arrearages, your attorney's fees, and a portion of your unsecured debts will be included. To start you off on the right path, we offer free bankruptcy consultations. As soon as you file for Chapter 13, you prevent your wages from being garnished, and your car cannot be repossessed as well. You are even safe from home foreclosure. You may even qualify for a cram down, which may give you lower interest rates on your home or car, and thus increases your chance of being able to keep both. Additionally, it is stipulated that you complete credit counseling when filing for bankruptcy. If you cannot afford credit counseling services, certain agencies offer it for free or at a reduced rate. Remember, you do not have to live with a financial burden that keeps you up at night. Thus, if you are unable to keep up with your monthly bills and financial obligations, contact My AZ Lawyers bankruptcy attorneys today. Now, what are the pros of filing Chapter 13 bankruptcy in Arizona? First of all, the automatic stay protects you from your creditors during your bankruptcy. When your petition is filed, the automatic stay prevents your creditors from repossessing your home or vehicle and garnishing your wages or bank account. The stay remains active until your case is discharged or dismissed, or your trustee grants your creditor's motion for relief from the automatic stay. Next, it's easier to qualify for Chapter 13 with an income. The ceilings in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy in Arizona are for how much debt you have, not how much money you make. In Chapter 13, you may have up to $419,275 in unsecured debts and $1,257,850 in secured debts. Chapter 13 will allow you to catch up on past due mortgage and vehicle payments. If you are behind on these monthly bills, your lender is probably threatening foreclosure or repossession. When you file Chapter 13, any past due amount will be spread out over the 3 or 5 years that your payment plan lasts. You will be protected by the automatic stay during that period. You may be able to discharge junior mortgages on your home. If you have one or more secondary mortgages on your home and you owe more on your home than what it's worth, Chapter 13 allows the possibility of discharging those secondary mortgages. Not all your debts have to be paid in full. Unsecured non-priority debts like credit cards, medical bills, personal loans, deficiency balances, and more will be discharged at the end of a Chapter 13, even if they receive only partial payment. Most importantly, you can keep your property. In Chapter 7, there are exemptions each state has for most types of assets. The person filing bankruptcy must assign an exemption to literally every item they own. Anything that isn't protected by an exemption can be seized by the trustee and sold to pay creditors. The exemptions vary by state but are generally strict. These exemptions don't apply in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy filing in Arizona. Finally, there are procedures to take if you have a drastic change in circumstances during your payment plan. If you have been making payments on your payment plan and something happens, like disability or your spouse passes, you may be eligible for a few options. Payments can be modified to be lowered if the filer will still be able to pay secured and priority debts in the plan with the lowered payment amount. The filer may be eligible for a hardship discharge if the circumstances aren't their fault and your unsecured creditors received the same amount they would have in a Chapter 7. You may also be able to convert your case into a Chapter 7 if you are otherwise eligible for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. It is always in your best interest to consult with a specialized bankruptcy lawyer. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is slowly losing the stigma associated with it. Actually, it is now generally seen as a legit and effective way to manage debt and to find your financial footing again. After all, bankruptcy laws were put in place to help those that are overwhelmed by debt and financial obligations. Thus, if you live in Arizona and feel overwhelmed by debt, contact our Chapter 13 bankruptcy attorneys today. We can help you determine which option is right for your individual case and devise a plan to give you the fresh start you deserve. My AZ lawyers have the team to assist you in saving your home through declaring bankruptcy in Arizona. We have assisted on thousands of successfully filed bankruptcies throughout the state, and we can advise you on the best course of action to ensure that your bankruptcy will be done and handled right. Being overwhelmed by debt can be scary and discouraging, but meeting with our bankruptcy lawyers and deciding on the best course of action brings peace of mind to many of our clients. We offer great payment plans and competitive prices. Contact our office for a free bankruptcy consultation today. To get started with your case, give us a call at 480-470-1504 today, or visit us online at myazlawyers.com.
Thank you for listening to the My AZ Lawyers Law Firm podcast. Whether you feel prey to a credit card with hidden fees and a high interest rate, or misfortune has taken your job, family, or health, declaring bankruptcy may be the answer to your problems. If you're thinking about declaring bankruptcy in Arizona, do not hesitate to call our experienced attorneys.